Les Davis, join me for Jazz America after the latest news on VOA Music Mix.
President Obama says U.S. will respond to hacking, and Kurdish forces claim victory on Sinjar. I'm Bill Michaels in Washington. U.S. President Barack Obama held his year-end news conference at the White House on Friday. Luis Ramirez has our story.
President Obama spoke to reporters as he does every year at year's end. His message to North Korea after U.S. authorities on Friday confirmed Pyongyang was behind the attack on Sony Pictures was firm and direct.
They caused a lot of damage, and we will respond. We will respond proportionally.
The president added he will be reviewing a range of options. U.S. officials say North Korea was behind the hacking of computers at Sony Pictures, in which sensitive information was stolen as the company prepared to release The Interview, a comedy film showing the fictional assassination of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, at the White House.
Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta has signed into law a set of controversial new security measures that critics say will threaten civil liberties and free speech.
I am confident that you will find there is nothing in this law that goes against the Bill of Rights or any provision of the Constitution.
Kenyan President Kenyatta, he signed the legislation Friday, one day after lawmakers broke into fights over approval of the measures. The amount of the time terror suspects can be detained will be lengthened, and harsh punishments will be imposed on media outlets for distributing material deemed harmful to national security. You can read more at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. United Nations Chief Ban Ki-moon is on a tour of West African nations struggling with Ebola, pledging continued UN help to fight the outbreak. Mr. Ban visited Sierra Leone Friday, where he praised healthcare workers fighting Ebola as heroes and noted the loss of a prominent physician, Dr. Victor Willoughby, who on Thursday became the 11th doctor killed by Ebola in the country. UN Secretary General said everyone must be super vigilant against the virus, adding that the only acceptable goal is zero cases.
Ladies and gentlemen, looking ahead, the number of cases is still high, but our approach is adapting to the shifting evolution of the outbreak as it becomes more geographically dispersed. We need more robust contact tracing. We need a greater preparedness at the district level, and the promising results that Liberia has experienced must be shared regionally to avoid the risk of retransmission.
Earlier Friday in Liberia, Mr. Bond said there is reason to be cautiously optimistic the outbreak can be defeated. Kurdish forces in northern Iraq say they have broken Islamic State's siege of Mount Sinjar, claiming their biggest victory yet against the militant group. Israel has carried out airstrikes against targets in the Gaza Strip for the first time since an August truce. Confirming today's early strikes, the Israeli military said they were in retaliation for a rocket launched from Gaza into southern Israel on Friday. The rocket did not cause any injuries. The military said the strikes targeted a Hamas terror infrastructure site. An Israeli military spokesman said in a statement that the Hamas terrorist organization is responsible and accountable for today's attack on Israel. President Obama has imposed a wide-ranging trade ban on the Russia-annexed Crimea Peninsula with an executive order that bars exports of key U.S. goods and services and blocks Crimean imports. A White House statement Friday said the order is intended to provide U.S. clarity to American corporations doing business in the region. It also said it aimed to demonstrate that Washington will not accept Russia's occupation of Crimea. And a Turkish court has ordered the formal arrest of a television station chief and three police officials on terrorism charges, but ordered the release of eight others. In Washington, I'm Bill Michaels, and this is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA. This is Russ Davis, and I welcome you to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA Music Mix. On this edition of the program, we'll salute one of the greats of jazz history, the fantastic drummer, band leader, and a gentleman who taught a lot of lessons to a lot of players, Art Blakey. Yes, the man they call Buhaina, Art Blakey, sent many a young player to the University of Art Blakey, as I call it. He taught the lessons that they all absorbed and carried on into their own careers. Four of those musicians will join us in the next couple of hours here on Jazz America to give us their Art Blakey story. Well, one of those players was Bobby Timmons, who just happens to have a birthday on the 19th of December. Bobby Timmons was born in Philadelphia in 1935, and he passed away in his 30s of a disease, and unfortunately, he left us far too early, but left a wonderful musical legacy, working with the likes of Cannonball Adderley's band, as well as I mentioned earlier, Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. And he left a legacy as a great pianist and a band leader in his own right, and a wonderful composer of songs like Dat Dare and Moanin', that became one of the most famous songs in Art Blakey's repertoire and in all of jazz history. And here it is, as we remember Bobby Timmons with the most recent recording of this classic song, featuring the great vocalist Gregory Porter and Paul Zauner's Blue Brass from the album Great Voices of Harlem, It's Moanin', to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America.
Find me moaning, I'm alone and crying the blue. I'm so tired of paying these dues. Everybody knows I'm moaning. Every evening find me moaning, 'cause of all the trouble I see. Life is a losing gamble to me. Everybody knows that I'm moaning. Lord, I spend days and nights along with my grief, and I pray, I really and truly pray, somebody will come and bring me relief. Every evening find me moaning, 'cause of all of the trouble I see. Life is a losing gamble to me. Everybody knows that I'm moaning. find me moaning. I'm alone and crying the blues. I'm so tired of paying these dues. Everybody knows that I'm moaning. Every evening find me moaning. Cause of all of the trouble I see, life is a losing gamble to me. Everybody knows that I'm moaning. Lord, I spend plenty of days and nights along with my grief. Well, I pray, I really and truly pray, somebody will come and bring me relief. Every evening find me moaning. Cause of all of the trouble I see, life's a losing gamble to me. Everybody knows that I'm moaning.
Great man from New Orleans, the leader of the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, and all the operations of that wonderful place right there at the southwest corner of Central Park in New York City. Oh, what a wonderful place it is. If you ever come to New York City, you have to go to the Jazz at Lincoln Center complex and hear some music. And I bet you Wynton Marsalis will be leading the band because he's there all the time. That's his version of the Ray Noble classic Cherokee in a small group setting instead of his big Jazz at Lincoln Center orchestra. Wynton Marsalis here on VOA's Jazz America. That's from his album Standard Time, Volume 1. Now let's have some conversation with Wynton Marsalis. He attended the University of Art Blakey. And here's his Art Blakey story, followed by some music that features Wynton as a member of Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. And in my conversation with Wynton Marsalis at the Jazz at Lincoln Center complex, I had a chance to ask him about who shaped his development as a great jazz musician and leader.
My father was a jazz musician. He's a teacher. I was always around the music. I've always tried to be accessible to the younger musicians. I was fortunate enough to go on the road when I was 18 with Art Blakey and then with Herbie Hancock and then ultimately with my own group. And I always have kids coming and band directors bring their kids. And I'm always trying to do workshops and be around kids and just be a part of shaping of the world that they enter. But they also do a lot to shape the world that I'm in.
Mm-hmm. You know, you mentioned Art Blakey, and I'm going to be doing I have so many folks I've talked to that went to the University of Art Blakey, and I read a comment or something, I think, sometime from you that along the lines of you feel like you would not have embraced jazz as deeply as you have if you had never met and worked with him. Is that something close to what that quote may have said?
No, I would have I embraced it, but I wouldn't have learned how to play it. Mm-hmm. Because in order to play, you have to be on the bandstand. It's not in the practice room. You know, it's not some conception you work out in your house.
And Art Blakey, to you, the word I get is that it was basically a situation of, here I go. If you can jump in here and hang with me, then good luck.
Yeah, he was like a sacrificial hero.
A sacrificial hero.
He would sacrifice his swing for you to learn how.
Come to New York and hear him. Thank you, man.
Yeah, you're right, Russ.
And now let's hear Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers swing with Wynton Marsalis on trumpet, his brother Branford Marsalis on the alto sax, and Art Blakey leading the band behind the drums. Recorded live at the Keystone Corner in San Francisco in January of 1982. The song is Fuller Love on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. We'll be right back. On the 21st of December, the great guitarist, multi-instrumentalist, composer, bandleader, and award winner, in many fields of music, Frank Zappa would have been 74 years old. That's one of his jazziest pieces from his album from 1970, Chunga's Revenge, 20 Small Cigars, the name of that piece featuring George Duke in the band for that wonderful album. Happy birthday as we remember the great Frank Zappa, who dabbled in jazz as deeply as he dabbled in classical, long forms, and rock music. This is Russ Davis, and we're going to celebrate another jazz birthday in just a second. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address, jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a very kind message I've received recently, which reads as follows. Hello, I am Mengistu from Ethiopia, and I'm the one who loves this American jazz program because I have a great interest in jazz, and if I get a chance, I wish to study jazz and music and art fields. Finally, I wish you, all the producers of this program, and for all American people, Happy New Year and Christmas. Thank you. Mengistu Shuwaseyeb. Well, thank you so much, Mengistu. And as you study jazz, you will find the name Chet Baker as one of the prominent features in jazz history, and it just so happens that Chet Baker was born on the 23rd of December in 1929. And he's a prominent figure for a number of reasons, a terrific trumpet player and a wonderful vocalist too, as you're just about to hear with his version of the classic song, But Not For Me, recorded in 1982 with the help of Kenny Barron, NEA Jazz Master on piano, the late great bassist Charlie Hayden joining with him, and others too. Chet Baker, beginning this set of music on VOA's Jazz America.
With love to lead the way, I've found more clouds of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get that way. I hold less like a day, although I can't dismiss the memory of her kiss. I guess she's not for me. Did it.
Of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get that ring. I hold less of academic, although I can't dismiss the memory of her kiss. I guess she's not for, I guess she's not for, I guess she's not for me.
The great trumpet player, Terrence Blanchard, born in New Orleans, alongside his fellow New Orleanian, Branford Marsalis on the tenor saxophone and Dave Holland on the bass, with the song Sydney from Terrence Blanchard's Grammy-nominated release, Wandering Moon, just one of 13 Grammy nominations he's received over the years, and he's won 5 Grammys in his glorious career. And that gives me a chance to tell you that next week we'll salute all the nominees for this year for the Grammy Awards on Jazz America. But don't let me get ahead of myself here. I've got some other business to take care of right now. Terrence Blanchard won his first Grammy Award in the mid-1980s working with Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. And we're going to hear Terrence Blanchard working with Art Blakey and the Messengers live in San Francisco from the mid-1980s after we talk to him and get his Art Blakey story here on VOA's Jazz America.
When you talk about Art Blakey, the guys in my band, they get sick of hearing Art Blakey stories, man.
I don't get sick of it.
Well, I mean, they get sick of me talking about it because it's like whenever we're talking about certain situations, I'm always like, well, you know, when I was playing with Art, man, Art would always tell us.
Yeah, go on, man.
Yeah, because, I mean, he played such an integral role in my development as a man. Forget being a musician. Two stories. One of the first things he said to me when I joined the band, he says, man, forget Miles, forget Dizzy, forget Clifford, forget Freddie, forget Clark Terry, forget Woody Shaw. He started naming all of my heroes. And he said, forget about them. You're here to be yourself. And I was 19 at the time. I never heard anything like that. You know, it was amazing. And the other thing he always used to tell us, he said, look, man, with this music, you don't speak down to your audience, and you don't speak above them. You speak right to them, you know? And yeah, that went a long way with me, you know, because to me, that really means just be yourself. Mm-hmm. If you are just yourself, you will have an individual sound. Mm-hmm. If you're just yourself and you work hard, you will have something different to say, and you will elevate the music, mm-hmm. you know? And I've taken a lot of those things to heart. Mm-hmm. You know, I also run my band the way he ran his band. You know, when we were in that band, we were the guys who contributed the compositions. I was the musical director. We were the guys who called the sets. He featured us, you know, because he said himself, nobody wants to come to a show and listen to drum solos all night. That's he right. said, you know, it has to be about the music, you know. So I look at that in terms of the trumpet. I mean, who wants to come and hear trumpet all night long? You know, when you have 6 guys on the bandstand, you need to utilize all of their talents, you know, all of their strengths to make sure that you have one concise, strong musical statement. Mm-hmm. I've had great teachers, man. They always used to tell me, look, mm-hmm. never lie to yourself. You know, just tell the truth. You know what's going on. You know where you want to go. You know where you are, you know, and and if you're lucky, you know how to get there. So you have to operate in a manner where you're always trying to push forward.
Terrence, man, thank you so much for all your artistry, and thank you for bearing your soul and giving us so much truth from your perspective today, musically and verbally. We really appreciate it, and congratulations on all of your success and much more to come in the future.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. We'll be right back.
Blakey and the Jazz Messengers, featuring Terrence Blanchard on the trumpet and his fellow New Orleanian Donald Harrison on alto sax, with the song Jody, recorded live at Kemble's in San Francisco in 1985. Now, let's enjoy the latest work from a band from Amsterdam that's been together for over 20 years, blending world music styles with a great jazz sound. Here's New Cool Collective from their latest release, Electric Monkey Sessions, with the song entitled Rumbon, on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network.
Thank you.
the wonderful sound of New Cool Collective from the Netherlands. More of our salute to Art Blakey coming up next hour. Don't miss it. Join me then, won't you?